Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is joining us this morning. Mayor, we appreciate your time as always. The state is on the verge of implementing a wave of tougher new gun measures in response to the Supreme Court decision last week on concealed carry in New York. Many of these new measures target law-abiding gun owners. Criminals are not paying attention to where guns are allowed or not allowed. How does the state find the right balance here?
It's important that we continue to be focused on sensible gun reform. We see guns used in a variety of different ways to harm, kill innocent members of our community. We saw that right here in Buffalo, where 10 innocent people were killed by a white supremacist, three others injured. So something has to be done. I think the state legislature with Governor Hochul can find the right balance. After the Supreme Court ruling, making it easier for people to carry concealed weapons, the governor convened a virtual meeting of mayors across the state, and I really credit Governor Hochul for her leadership in doing that. We plan on working together with the governor in a sensible way, in a responsible way, to find the right balance. To not take away from the rights of gun owners, but also to protect the lives of innocent members of our community and to try to prevent and stop guns from falling into the wrong hands. And I think that's what Governor Hochul and the members of the state legislature will be working to accomplish.
Mayor, you had an opportunity to walk through the Tops on Jefferson Avenue, which is slated to reopen around a month from right now. What did you see? What was it like inside? How are things going to be different?
Well, as I was walking into the store, I have to admit that I did feel a bit anxious. I was concerned about how I was feeling, but instantly in walking in the store, it looked different. The stores in my neighborhood, I shop at the store periodically. Members of my family shop at the store periodically. And Tops did a great job from what I was able to see so far in altering the look of the store, moving things around, replacing just about everything in the store, new floor, new painting, new shelving, new lighting, new equipment, replacing all of the product that was in the store 100%. It's all new and fresh. Adding more product, more organic food, more food offerings than previously. So there will be more items that people can purchase in the store. It seemed like Tops, it not seemed like, they absolutely listened to their employees, listened to their customers, listened to people in the surrounding neighborhood. as they have gone about this difficult task of remodeling the store where a mass shooting, a horrible tragedy occurred, and the store will look completely different on the inside, and it will be remodeled on the outside as well.
There will be some people, though, Mayor, that won't be able to step into that store because of trepidation, anxiety. It will bring it all back for them. What about those neighbors?
That's true. There will be some people that will not be able to step back into the store. It's important to note, though, that there are thousands of people that use that store, that rely on that store for their shopping, and many people will come back to the store, will want to use the store, will need to use the store. It is a difficult circumstance. There is no doubt about it. People were murdered inside and outside the store. Innocent lives were snuffed out at that location. At the same time as we still mourn and grieve and feel the pain of that, there are many people that need that shopping option. And I think what Tops is doing in listening to the community, listening to their employees, listening to the families of the victims, is the right thing, is the right approach. 86 people worked in the store. More than half of them have expressed that they will come back to work at the store. Since the horrible tragedy, staff from city government, staff from county government has been in the neighborhood, walking door to door. I've walked door to door in the neighborhood. And yes, people are angry. People are traumatized. People are feeling tremendous pain. But I think the majority of people want to see the store reopen. Even people who don't intend on coming back to the store, the majority wants the store to reopen.
On another topic, Mayor, a public hearing set to happen later today, two different sessions on the 33 project. What are some of the things you've heard from the public on this idea of covering a portion of the 33? And where exactly is this project right now? What can you tell us in terms of the progress? Because whether it's the Skajakwita or some of the other things that have gone on, you know, started, went through public comment period, nothing really ends up happening. Are you confident that one way or another, whether a cover does land on the 33 or not, this is going to be a little more swift than some of these previous efforts?
This seems to be moving quickly, the project to deck over part of the Kensington Expressway, part of the 33. The process of listening to people is critically important. When the expressway was installed, it divided a community. The community at that time was transitioning into a majority black community. The community right now around that expressway is about 70 plus percent black. What I'm hearing is that the black community wants to see this have a benefit to the people that live around the expressway. You know, they want to see resources for home repair. They want to see a focus on black workers working on the project. They want to see a focus on black companies being able to participate on the project. They want to see black businesses in that surrounding area have more investment more growth opportunities. So those are some of the things that I'm hearing from people that live in the neighborhood. There are high hopes that this will strengthen the neighborhood, that it will bring more resources into the neighborhood, that it will be done in a way that won't gentrify the neighborhood. And certainly while, you know, we want to see mixed income neighborhoods, we want to see diverse neighborhoods, we don't want to see people living in neighborhoods completely replaced and pushed out of neighborhoods that they've lived in for decades. So that's what people are saying. They're looking forward to the public sessions this evening. Hopefully there'll be a good turnout at both sessions, and people have high hopes that this will be a project that will have real benefit to the surrounding community and a real benefit to the Black community, that is the majority of those that live in this area of the city.
We're talking with Mayor Byron Brown on WBEN Buffalo. Mayor, I want to ask you about the effort to rename a section of the city to East Buffalo from the east side. Is it going to happen, and why is this such a big deal?
I don't think that the city is formally named in terms of its geography, east, west, north, south right now. There's no formal naming. I think it's how people have grown accustomed to referring to the city. So when we talk about North Buffalo, we say North Buffalo. When we talk about South Buffalo, we say South Buffalo. For some reason, over the decades, people have taken to referring to East Buffalo as the east side, West Buffalo as the west side. There are some people that think that is pejorative, that it separates the eastern portion of the city and the western portion of the city from the north and the south, and looks at that geography of the city with negative connotations. And because people look at it negatively, think about it negatively, and describe it in some ways negatively, it has other intended consequences and negative impacts on the investment in that community, on the growth in that part of the city, on the people that live in that part of the city. So some people have taken to just changing the terminology. And instead of using east side, they're saying East Buffalo. I, for one, will refer to the eastern portion of the city as East Buffalo. I'll refer to the western portion of the city as West Buffalo. Just as I refer to South Buffalo as South Buffalo, and North Buffalo as North Buffalo. But I don't think any formal thing has to be done to change how we describe the geography of the city. It's just what people have done by custom. But there's no formal naming of East Buffalo as the east side or West Buffalo as the west side.
You ever get worried about, these big kind of... it seems like, something out of a think tank, right? All these ideas that they might squeeze out, real world solutions to the problem. Because, I mean, if you look at it from the outside, it seems like, okay, we're going to plant trees over a mile of the 33 and change the order of when we say East and Buffalo, and all of a sudden all these problems are going to be fixed. But we all know that's not the case. Are we also paying attention to, what needs to happen to clean up portions of the city?
Well, I know I'm paying attention to it. It's my job to pay attention to it. It's my job to pay attention to every section of the city. And what we have to understand is if we want a vibrant Buffalo, if we want a vibrant Erie County, if we want a strong and vibrant Western New York, then every community in the geography where we all live has to be strong, has to be healthy, has to see investment, has to see job opportunity, educational opportunity, social opportunities. If not, then it brings down our entire community, our entire region. It brings down where we live. So sometimes we have a focus on it's this one person's job, or it's this, you know, it's the city, it's the state, it's the county. No, it's all of us. It's every level of government. It's the private sector. It's higher education. It's the faith-based community. It's organized labor. It's the people themselves. We all have a responsibility of making sure that every section of our community, of the region that we live in, is strong and healthy, because when that occurs, then all of us are living in a community that's stronger, safer, healthier, with more opportunities and more options for all of us.
Mayor, we're glad you could join us this morning. Thank you.
Glad to be with you, Susan and Brian.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.